hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Dax Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing just fine. A couple of really tough losses for you guys last week. A couple of close games. Lose 72-66 at Delaware and then 91-86 at home to Hofstra. Just talk about the two games a little bit.
Well, I thought in the Delaware game, we played the last 8 minutes of the game at the style of play and pace that we'd like to play every game. And we were unable to get off to a good start. We were playing uphill for most of the game. We allowed them to get a couple easy buckets that gave them momentum. But again, 7 of our 40 minutes were played the way we'd like to play. And ultimately, it was enough to make it close, have a good comeback. I think we were down 14 or 16 at one point and made it to a one-possession game. But it wasn't enough. And when you dig a hole, our league is just too good and too talented to overcome that if the hole is too deep, and especially when you look at doing something on the road. It's a very difficult task. So, and in the next game, I thought we had a much better start against Hofstra. Offensively, they're as talented as a group, I think. I think we're kind of, as you were just saying there with Coach Cohen, there's a lot of really talented teams putting up some big numbers, but Hofstra has the ability to put up as big a numbers as anybody in our league. And we did a poor job defending throughout the game.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Ruth.
You have a question from Mark Narducci with Philadelphia Inquirer. Please go ahead.
Hello, Zach.
Good morning, Mark. Happy New Year.
Yes, just same to you. Same to you. You just had the 37th 1,000-point score in the history of Drexel basketball. Can you talk about Mahiga and what he has meant to the program?
I would love to. Certainly we haven't had the success from a win and loss standpoint, and that is one of the most important parts of any program is the team aspect. And I'm very proud of Sammy that he's getting recognized for an individual award at the same time, individual accomplishment, how he handles it. It was the last thing on his mind after that game against Hofstra. But he deserves a lot of credit in Sammy's career. You know, at one point, as we got here as a coaching staff, he almost left. And, you know, he made a decision to be all in here. And as a senior, you've just seen a young man that that is focused on doing anything he can to help the team. And he's had a game where he's had 4 points, 6 points, but has had 8 rebounds, taken a couple charges. He's as consistent and one of the more complete players we have in our program. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but his intentions and his effort to be the best version of himself night in and night out has been very, very consistent. And because of that, I think as a coaching staff, we're happy as heck that he's reached this milestone, and we hope that we've got more success as a team moving forward because we have a guy like Sam Wahika going out there every single day and giving his best.
You said he almost left the program?
Just in the coaching transition. You know, there was a lot of time that he didn't know. And, I think that was the case, as is the case with everybody when there's a coaching change. Guys look around and kind of question things. And, you know, he had every right to do that. And but I think, you know, he and I have a good connection. And he works.
Yeah. One other thing, could you talk about Isabel? I know he was banged up early in the season, but he continues to put up pretty good numbers for you guys. Just could you talk about his game a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know that he's physically 100%. He may never be physically 100% just with how he plays. But offensively, a very, very talented player.
Is it can he create his, from what I've seen, it looks like he can create his shot well.
Yeah, he's very good with the basketball in his hands, getting, you know, getting his own shot, and at the same time, defenses can key on him to find open teammates as well.
Thank you.
No problem, Mark. We'll see you.
Have another media question, Keith. You'll get that for us, Ruth.
I have a question from Alex Riley with Wilmington Star News. Please go ahead.
Hey, Coach. I'm just kind of curious, talking to some of the coaches that have seen him already this year, what is it about Wright Foreman up at Hofstra that allows him, even when defenses are know he's out there and are scheming things for him, what is it about him that allows him to continually get his shot off and create opportunities for himself and for his teammates? What does he do to make those things?
I think he's got a very good feel for the game. He doesn't force things. He takes them as they come. You know, he had 20 points in our game. He only took 9 shots. He made 8 of them. You know, he's talented enough that he can make and take tough shots, but he's mature enough in his approach that he doesn't try and go for the highest degree of difficulty every time. Sometimes he just makes a simple play. And when you've got a guy who, you know, honestly the game slows down for him, so he's able to just make simple plays, he's having success. Certainly has the freedom to, you know, these guys know they're looking for him. Sometimes a missed shot by him is a very good play. That team has proven to be a very good rebounding team as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Zach, before I let you go, you guys hit the road to Towson on Thursday, a team that certainly got off to a great start and has been sitting 3-3 in league play. What impresses you about Towson, and what are some of the keys for your team on Thursday?
Well, Towson used to be one way, you know. I think we all know Coach Gary and how they've done things, but they've evolved a little bit this season, and they have the luxury of playing 9 players. No one plays over 30. Those guys are all playing at least 14, 15 minutes a night, and they've got a group of guys that come at you in waves. They're really scoring the basketball, especially in their last game. They shoot 64%, hit 13 threes against William & Mary. They've got the ability to, they've always had the ability to defend and rebound, and now they're really scoring the basketball. So it's a very good basketball team. They've got experience, and they play together. And it'll be a great opportunity, a great challenge to go down to Towson. And give them all we had, just like we did last year, and it forced a very good double overtime game, which I know many of you guys recall.
All right, Zach, thanks for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Ralph.